Welcome to the Gen Z Today podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Whitmer, founder and CEO of the How to Life movement. On Gen Z Today, we discuss practical ways you can boldly live and lead for Christ. Find out how you can have confident hope and make a difference for Jesus, especially when it comes to the Great Commission. Welcome to Gen Z Today. Well, hello, hello, and welcome everyone to the Gen Z Today podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Whitmer, and I am so glad that you are tuning in to this week, as we are every week. We come together on this podcast and we have a conversation about what it means to live and lead for Christ as members of Generation Z. And whether this is your first time tuning in or your 53rd time tuning in, this is episode number 53, which that's really cool. We now are one more week than a total year, I guess, because there's 52 weeks in a year. So we're at number 53. I can't believe that this has been almost a year since the podcast began. And if you've been listening to the podcast this whole time, then you might remember one of my early guests that I had on, and I have her back on here again this year for kind of another interview to follow up. But this time, she is engaged and has her fiance on here as well. I'm really excited and pleased to introduce to you all. If you don't remember her from a year ago, I'm going to introduce Atika, and she is engaged to Taylor Jenkins, and both Atika and Taylor have been friends of mine for a little while now, and I'm really excited to have them on the podcast this week. You may know Atika from social media and Taylor as well through her and all of that, and I know I'm just excited for you all to get a chance to hear from them. They're an amazing young couple with a heart and passion for Christ and this generation. And without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Atika and Taylor. It's great to have you here.
Hello. We're so excited.
Yeah, so glad to be here, Jordan. Thanks for having us on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you guys for being willing to be on here. Thanks, Atika, for wanting to come on again and to have a kind of a conversation. I know we've got an exciting theme prepared for a little bit from now. But before we kind of move along, could you share just a little bit? Would both of you want to introduce yourself? Who are you? Kind of what do you do? And what's a little something you're passionate about?
Yeah, of course. Well, my name is Atika. And I do digital missions, which is basically just a fancy term for preaching God's word online. So basically what I do is I just preach the gospel on TikTok and Instagram. I love just being vulnerable with people and just helping people to get to know the Lord, to get to know why they follow Jesus, to help them to answer any questions that they have. So that's kind of the basis as to what I do on social media and what a lot of you may know me from. And then my fiance is also on here with me, and he is a youth pastor in Kentucky. And you can introduce yourself if you want to, buddy.
Yes, my name is Taylor Jenkins. As Atika said, I'm a youth pastor in Central Kentucky at a church called Cynthiana Baptist Church. And I love preaching God's word. I felt the call to be a minister when I was 16 years old, and graduated Bible college back in May and started at Cynthiana Baptist, and I'm loving it. God's been blessing it. We've been growing incredible amounts and seeing students' lives transformed. God's word has a way of doing that, of transforming people's lives. And that's what I live for, is to see the power of God's word. And, you know, I'm ready to see a revival break out, and I believe it's coming. So I'm excited to be a part of it.
Amen.
Amen. I love that, Taylor. I love that, Atika. I think it's amazing just kind of, I believe, what the Lord is doing in our generation. It's been really encouraging to watch, and it happens in just a lot of different ways. There's so many young people that are rising up and wanting to be bold for Christ, and a lot of stuff that's happening on social media. And I know, Atika, you've been kind of able to be a part of just some really cool digital ministry for a while now. I believe, if I have this right, you were one of the kind of the earliest people to ever create content for Jesus on TikTok. Is that right? Didn't you get on there pretty early on?
Yeah, that's true. When I first got onto TikTok, I didn't know of any Christians that were like, that weren't like necessarily Christian creators. Like, I'm sure there were Christians on the app, but there was no one that was like preaching the word of God. So yeah, I got on there pretty early before Christian TikTok even became a thing.
Yes. You're kind of one of the founding mothers, I guess, in a way, being one of the kind of the first people to be on there, and to think of the lives that have been impacted as a result of people like you and others that have just been really faithful to the Lord and putting out content online. I think it's really amazing. I think there's such a need to be creating content online, and it's not for everyone to like create content or even consume content online, but there's so many young people on there. I think it's such a mission field, and for any of you listening, if you're like thinking, oh, should I create content? Should I do that? And you feel a little bit of a call from the Lord, maybe lean into that. Like there's such a need, and you can always start now. Like the best time to start is today. If you're going to maybe create content, whether that be on TikTok or Instagram or wherever, or however, but but that's amazing. I think, and to kind of go back to a little bit of our story, how we all connected. I know, Tika, I met you back in kind of fall of 2020. So right in the middle of the pandemic, you came to Florida and were part of one of our ZConf filming weekends and helped create a couple of videos that were a part of the Z conference. I know it was just amazing getting to meet you there and having you be a part of that conference and that event, along with lots of other amazing people from TikTok and social media and others who aren't on TikTok and social media. We just had a really amazing group of young leaders, and it was great meeting you there. And then I met Taylor, both of you, when we saw you back in summer of 2021, back in July of last year, for How to Life Cincinnati, Ohio. And it was awesome having you guys be there. And Taylor, what do you remember from kind of last summer, back in July, when we were able to connect? Did you enjoy coming out to that event and all that?
I loved it. I was blown away by the power of the Spirit working in that place. It was so encouraging to be there with so many young people at the How to Life movement and worship and hear God's word preached and taught. And I left wildly encouraged. And also, Jordan, of course, that's where we met, and we got to talk and kind of nerd out over history and theology for a while, and form a friendship in that short time. And I love that we've been able to keep up through text and direct message and things like that.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that event. Atika, do you have anything you remember from last summer?
Oh my goodness. Yes. First of all, just meeting all of the incredible people that made up the How to Life Ohio was just incredible. Like, I loved being able to see Colin again. That was the first time I met Sia. I loved being able to meet just so many different people who are preaching the gospel online. Like, I think it's just a different dynamic when you're surrounded by other Christian creators. Like, it's like we all just get each other, and that's I think it was like the most fun thing. And just to see them in their element, to be with them in a circle and praying, and just it was just incredible. I loved every aspect of it.
Yeah. That was a really exciting event. I remember it was planned like really kind of sort of last minute, even like with like 3 weeks to go. And then out of the blue, 150 kids showed up on a Monday night in July. And it was really neat. It was an amazing, amazing summer How to Life event. And yeah, it was awesome seeing you all there. And actually, we do have, well, as of this recording, there's another How to Life Cincinnati event coming up on Saturday, March 19th. That's coming up here in just a couple of weeks. Or yeah, at the end of, yeah. Well, that the end of the, this next week coming up. But by the time this podcast comes out, it will have been passed by a couple of days. So so whoever's listening to this will get to know how the Cincinnati event went. But that'll be exciting. And I think we've been talking about maybe doing a Louisville event at some point. I know we've been kind of chatting about that off and on. We've got a few people in Southern Indiana and Kentucky that we've been talking about doing something. And so that might still happen this spring, but we'll see.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'm so in.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. And for those of you that are wondering what exactly is How to Life, some of you might know, some of you might not. How to Life's a movement of Gen Z reaching Gen Z, teens reaching teens, and kind of just anyone from the next generation in high school, middle school, college age, and slightly older than college age kids, kind of all coming together on behalf of the gospel. And we've had over 110 events now in 22 states, 6 countries around the world. And we've got more events coming up this spring, kind of all over the U.S. Today, we launched a bunch of promo content on Instagram talking about the spring schedule. So you can check the How to Live Movement schedule on our Instagram page and see what might be near you. There's going to be events all over the U.S. as well as one in England coming up in April. And there's going to be just kind of a lot of really cool stuff taking place. April 8th is going to be Orlando. April 22nd is going to be Minnesota and the Twin Cities. And there's more in the works in a lot of places that are all led by local young people wanting to reach our generation for Christ. And it's pretty exciting. So stay tuned for that. But as we kind of move into the theme and stuff for today, actually, before we get into that, Tika and Taylor, could you share with us just a little bit? I know our theme is a little broader than this, but I do want to have you share just for like 2 minutes a little bit, because for a lot of young people, they are obviously trying to figure out eventually what a godly relationship looks like for them. Some people are like, oh, what are relationships like? Or I mean, they know, but like there's like a godly seeking and pursuing godly relationships is something I think a lot of young people have a heart for and are just kind of, and I think we in Gen Z need people we can look up to. And you guys are a really cool next generation couple that is going to be getting married later this year. You guys are engaged. Could you share with us just a little bit kind of your story? How did you guys even meet? And what encouragement would you have for young people in relationships or thinking about getting into relationships?
Yes, of course. We met actually at an inner city ministry downtown Louisville. I was living in Louisville at the time because I was going to college there. And of course, Tika's from Southern Indiana and spends a lot of time in Louisville. So I had actually seen her at a college ministry event that we were at and she was hosting. And I was there with a friend, and I turned to my friend. I said, "Who is that? She's so pretty." And he told me, "Oh, that's Atika. She comes to this inner city ministry." And I had been planning on going to that ministry anyways. And that just gave me the little boost I needed of encouragement to get down there. So I made it down there, and we met, and we ended up talking for 2 hours the first day we met.
Wow.
And we hit it off. At the time, I wasn't in a place to be dating. So I knew I wasn't ready to date. So I actually didn't make any move on her for a while, but I did slide into her DMs every now and then just to remind her that I existed. Didn't forget about me. And then, you know, that was when I was at home for summer break, and I came back, and I ended up trying to pursue her. She friend zoned me.
Oh,
you want to tell him why, babe?
Yeah, I ended up friend zoning him because he was doing a really good job at pursuing me, but I wasn't used to being pursued. Like I've never had a man pursue me before. I've always been the one to ask guys out on the date. I've always been the one to tell them that I like them. And so when Taylor started pursuing me, it just freaked me out. And so like, nope. And so I just immediately friend zoned him. And then after that, it's such a God thing. I know we don't have much time, but it's just such a God thing, because there was an opening to a new location of my church. We were just opening up a new campus, and I had no intentions of going, because I, you know, was just going to the main campus.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up randomly that morning around like 6:53. And the pastor of that location, messaged me, cause he used to be the college age pastor at my main campus. He messaged me and he was like, "Hey, just wanted to let you know, like, we're opening up the new church today. Would love to see you there." And I was like, "Well, I mean, I'm up this early, might as well go." And so I, ended up going, and I saw Taylor there. Taylor was greeting at the door. And I was like, "Oh no, it's going to be so awkward." So I debated into my car.
I was thinking the same thing, by the way.
Yes. And so I debated getting back into my car and driving away, but I was like, "No, Atika, like, just push through the awkwardness." So I went up there, and it's like, as soon as I saw him, it's just so weird. It's like all these butterflies just came rushing back, and I was like, "I think I like him." So I ended up messaging him and asking him if he wanted to meet at a coffee shop. And then from there, I told him at the coffee shop that I actually would like to give us another shot if he was okay with it. And he was apprehensive at first, which is totally understandable. He was like, "Let's give it a week and pray about it." And I was like, "That's okay. You can pray about it, but I'm pretty sure." And he was like, "All right." So we still gave it a week, but we ended up dating, and now we're here and engaged, and God is good.
Wow. Well, that is encouraging for all of you guys out there that are like, "How do I get out of the friend zone?" Or maybe you're a girl in the friend zone. That can happen too. If you're in the friend zone, be encouraged that the Lord's will prevail, I guess. But but yeah, no, that's amazing. And I encourage all of you that are listening, like, definitely, yeah, we'll kind of give you their social media stuff at the end here so that you guys can follow them and keep up with their story. But they've got an amazing story, and it's just awesome to see how the Lord is using them. And I know I'm so excited to see how God's going to continue to use them in the years to come. It's kind of like a couple going forth in ministry. It's really, really amazing. And so I want to jump in, though, kind of to our main theme today as we continue to transition here to the main theme for this week is being doers of the word. And if you are familiar with the book of James, you would know that is from the book of James, in James chapter 1, verse 22, where it talks about being doers of the word. And Taylor, could you share with us from scripture just a little bit of that passage about being doers of the word, and then kind of some of your thoughts on it? I know when we were talking about a theme for this week, you guys were passionate about this. I'd love for you, could you share this passage and kind of what the Lord has put on your heart in regards to this passage?
Of course. I'm going to begin by just reading the passage and a few of the verses around it quickly. James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they've heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do." So I love that. And it kind of teaches us that the whole purpose of reading God's word and studying the Bible is application. And not only application, but, you know, in that comes transformation. When you apply God's word to your life, you are transformed by the power of that word. And I love the analogy that it gives. It's like, Atika, earlier we were out eating some pizza or at a pizza place, and I had a salad. And, you know, she starts looking at me funny. I'm like, "What, babe?" And she's like, "Oh, you got a piece of spinach in your teeth." And of course, she's helping me, you know, find where it's at and helping me get it out. But it's kind of like what the scripture is getting at with this analogy is, you know, looking in a mirror and seeing something wrong with yourself. So you look in the mirror and you see that you got a big piece of spinach in between your teeth, but then you just see it and you stop there and you just turn and you walk away and go the rest of your day with a piece of spinach there. But you're gonna have a lot of people looking at you funny because it doesn't do much good to just look and see that the problem is there and not do anything to remove it. It's the same with reading God's word. You can read it and you can compare your life to it and see that you have sins. You have sin areas that you need to work on, that you need to surrender to God and let him transform them. Let him clean them. Let him take that piece of spinach out from in between your teeth before you go on throughout your day. And that's kind of the whole purpose of it. Obviously, purpose of the word is so that we can know God and that we can be transformed by the power of God into the image of God.
That's so good, Taylor. I think for so many of us, I like how the Bible, well, and James here makes it so clear, like the purpose of what scripture is meant to do is to look into a mirror and be like, oh, I need to change something, as opposed to just, oh, you know, like I'm just going to go on throughout my day. Like how many of us go into our day without really looking in the mirror? Like all of us pretty much every day look in some sort of mirror, some sort of reflection to make sure that things are all okay, because otherwise people might look at us funny if our hair isn't fixed, if our face is not what it needs to be. So like, this is what mirrors are for, and scripture is the same way. We need to look in the mirror and be like, oh, what do I need to change? I love this passage because it's just so practical, so tangible, and one of the best possible metaphors, I think, for scripture. And Tika, what would you have to add to kind of this passage? What does this passage make you think in terms of being a doer of the word?
Yeah, I think kind of along those lines, what I really like about this passage is that you're looking in the mirror, you're looking at a reflection of yourself. And so what I love about it, though, is that, you know, scripture is such an incredibly powerful thing. And I think that one of the ways that I have like studied this particular passage is that it's not only looking at the reflection on the outside, but it's looking at the reflection like on the inside as well. Like when I read this passage, I don't just see myself standing in front of a mirror and looking at my reflection. It's like, it's almost like when I read this passage, I see myself standing in front of an X-ray machine and I'm actually looking deep within like my soul and my spirit and like my heart, if that makes sense. It's like I can look at this passage and see an X-ray of my heart and I'm just staring at that. And it's like more of like an inward transformation. You know, it's like I can always change my behavior to look like I'm following God's word. I can always change like my actions and things like that. But it's like, is it also like penetrating my heart? Is it also getting through to like the root cause of so many things that are happening or going on within my mind, within my spirit? And so that's one of the things I really like about this passage is that it's not only looking at just like the reflection in the mirror, but like, it's like the Lord gives me this vision of like taking an X-ray machine and just like having it go like all over your body to where you can just see what courses your veins, you can see what your heart is pumping out throughout your body. And it's just like, God's word can do that. Like it is meant to do that. It's meant to go deep within our souls. It's like when the Bible says to eat like from the word of God, I literally picture it as like scripture and all that, just going, just me eating it, chewing on it, meditating on it, swallowing it, and it just being pumped out throughout my entire body from my heart. And so that's one of the things I really like about just studying this passage and and meditating on it is that it just gives me such an in-depth visual of my own heart and my own sin struggles and the things that I need to work on and the things I need to allow God's word to just transform.
Yeah. No, I love that. I think that's really, really cool. And I guess the one point I thought of just now is like, oh, the Bible was written in the 21st century. Maybe there'd be another verse that says it's like an X-ray machine that goes through your whole body and lets you know what's going on the inside of your heart. A spiritual X-ray machine. I like that. And very good analogy in addition to mirrors. I think just really observing and figuring out where is it in our life that we need to, what do we need to change? And always applying, always seeking the Lord and not becoming complacent in where we are. I think it's important for us to know that like discipleship and sanctification, like the process of becoming more like Jesus is not something that stops at any point until we die and we're in heaven someday with the Lord. Yeah, there's always room to grow, whether we're 9 or 99. There's still discipleship that needs to be happening. Like even if you're 95, you still need to be looking in the mirror and being like, how can I become more like Jesus today? And there's always room in areas where the Lord wants us to grow. We never graduate from discipleship or from growing in our faith. And so I think that's really, really pivotal for us to understand and really, really good. Anything else, Taylor or Atika, that you might want to, Taylor, anything you want to add? And then Atika, before we're done with this week's episode, just kind of any final thoughts, maybe your final 60 seconds each on this theme?
Yeah, I think as you were talking, one of the things that just kind of popped into my head is that as we're like taking in God's word and he's just like pruning us and getting rid of all the bad stuff, like that's not going to be an easy process. You know, I think that so many times when we think of like reading God's word and meditating on it and actually applying it to our lives, we think it's going to be a walk in the park. But the truth is like, we are like always like struggling against our flesh. Like we are always going to be like at war with like our fleshly desires, if that makes sense. And so taking God's word and applying it to our lives isn't always an easy process. Sometimes it's gonna hurt to say no to some things. Like you're gonna be like, oh man, like I really want to do this or I really want to say this, but it's like as you're applying God's word to your life and actually living it out, not just reading it, not just knowing that something is bad, not just knowing that you shouldn't do something, but as you're actually applying it to your life, it takes grit, it takes guts, it takes truly denying your flesh. And it's not always this walk in the park. And so I just want to encourage people and just let them know that like, that's okay. It's okay to feel like this wrestling within your soul as you're trying to apply God's word. It's not going to always come naturally to you, which is why, the Apostle Paul says, I beat my flesh into submission. Like what? Like that's kind of, when you think about that, it's like, wait a second, you beat your flesh into submission, like you beat your body into submission. It's like, yeah, because it doesn't come naturally. So yes, I discipline my body, you know? And so I just want to encourage people by just letting them know, you know, like it's a process and it's not going to happen overnight. It can, you know, because Jesus can perform miracles like that. But like, if it doesn't, don't be discouraged by that because God is just incredible and pruning and purifying takes time.
No, it's so good. I think it does take time. This is not an overnight process. It takes time and it's something that each and every one of us have to be intentional about. How can we be growing in our faith and seeking the Lord and being discipled with everything in our lives? And Taylor, what's kind of your final like 60 seconds that you might share on this theme?
Yes, I think the whole nature of this text is so practical, and it's all about practical application. So I think a good takeaway can just be committing to when you read God's word, because this text is talking about God's word and the practical nature of it and the need for it to be applied to our lives. When you read God's word, when you do your quiet time, jot down a few practical applications. I'm a big believer in setting measurable goals. So, you know, instead of saying, I need to lose weight, say, I need to lose 10 pounds in the next month, you know, or something like that. So instead of saying, I need to read God's word more, I need to read my Bible more, I need to pray more, say, I'm going to set aside 30 minutes every morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. and read God's word. Setting, like breaking it down to where it's objective. It's not such a generalized statement. It's now broken down. It's practical. It's time bound. It's measurable. And that's how you can really achieve application. And also reading God's word, not just to memorize Bible verses and feel smart, but to be transformed. And that happens through application of God's word. So setting those measurable goals and making, like, physically writing down in a journal or a book, like, your applications from the text that you read for the day, I think could be really a good takeaway from this.
Oh, that's so good, Taylor. I think each of us need to figure out ways to make it practical, to make it tangible day by day. Like Jesus says, we need to take up our cross daily. And I think that's really essential for each of us, is to take up our cross daily and find ways to daily follow him, daily take tangible steps, and not to just be like, oh, I need to do this, without genuinely breaking down those goals and, okay, well, what are those next steps? And well, we are just about out of time, but before we're done, Atika, would you be willing to kind of pray for the person who's listening? Maybe the person listening is like, oh, I want to set tangible goals. I want to be a doer of the word. I want to be able to look at my reflection and in the mirror and make a difference. But in my life, what would you, could you just kind of pray for the person who's struggling maybe to be a doer of the word, and just kind of close us out in prayer?
Of course. Yeah. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this time with Jordan and Taylor. I'm so excited for what you are doing through How to Life. I'm so excited for what you are doing through Gen Z today. Lord, I just pray that your hand would forever be upon this ministry, forever be upon Jordan, and God, forever be upon the lives that will be touched and that have been touched through this ministry. Jesus, I pray for the person listening to this podcast today, Lord, who's like, oh, I want to do this. I want to set tangible goals. I don't know how to start. Lord, I know that we've all been guilty of setting New Year's resolutions and just completely failing by early February. And so, Lord, I pray for those people today. I pray that they would know that it is possible, God. I pray that they would set measurable goals, God, not just a simple goal to read the Bible more, but to be more in depth about that, to get more specific about that, God, to say, I'm going to set a goal to read God's word 30 minutes every morning, or 30 minutes before I go to bed at night. God, I pray that they would be able to set goals like that. Lord, I pray that they would not get stuck in procrastination or laziness, God, because that's definitely where the enemy can get us in terms of goals. God, I pray that people don't feel so overwhelmed that they become paralyzed and they don't move at all. So Jesus, I just pray for those individuals to gain motivation, Lord, to be inspired, God, to have a flame that is lit within them that would stay forever burning. Lord, I pray for them. I pray that they would know that it is possible. Lord, we all fall short when it comes to laziness and procrastination, Lord, but we know that you are there in the midst of it all, giving us grace beyond grace, God. And so I just pray that even if they fail, that they would get right back up the next morning and get into God's word. Lord, your word is powerful. It is incredible. It is a weapon, Father. And so I just pray that we would remember that, and that we would gain knowledge from your word to apply to our lives, not to puff ourselves up, but to glorify you. And so, Jesus, I just thank you so much for our time today. And I thank you for each and every person listening. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Atika, and thank you, Taylor, for being on the podcast. This has been wonderful having you on here. And for anyone who is listening and they want to find you, the both of you on social media, where can they find you between Instagram, TikTok, YouTube? Where are some of those places?
Yeah, so you all can find me on TikTok and Instagram. My username is Atika, but it's my name spelled phonetically. So it is UHTEAKUH, which is Atika.
Yes, and you can find me on Instagram, and it's just my full name, which is Taylor Manning Jenkins.
Well, there you go. I encourage each of you listening to follow Atika, to follow Taylor. They have amazing stuff that they put out there. Very, very encouraging. And yes, we are excited about what God's doing in this generation. And I encourage those of you that are listening, if you haven't listened to all the podcast episodes, go back and listen to some of the others that we have, including my first interview with Atika from back in early 2021. It's the third ever episode where I interviewed Atika, and we talked about living with an eternal perspective. So that was a great conversation as well. I encourage you to check that out if you're tuning in. And to the other episodes as well, we have new episodes every week with guests, usually where we talk about living and leading for Jesus in this generation. And no matter where you are in the world, we're so glad that you're here and are excited to have you tune again more. Make sure also to find How to Life on Instagram is at How to Life Movement. The podcast page is at Gen Z Today Podcast. And then my personal page is at Jordan Whitmer. Would love to connect with you on there and let us know what you think. And if these episodes are impacting your life, we'd love to hear it. But thank you all for tuning in. We will see you next week. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I invite you to subscribe, leave a rating or review, and tell your friends about the Gen Z Today podcast. Tune in each Wednesday for a brand new episode. On Instagram, you can follow at Gen Z Today Podcast, as well as my page at Jordan Whitmer. Gen Z Today is sponsored by How to Life Movement, with a mission to reach, disciple, and mobilize Gen Z young people for Christ. Gen Z Today and How to Life Movement are made possible because of the generous financial partnership of friends like you. To find out more, visit our website, genztoday.com. That website again is genztoday.com. See you next time on Gen Z Today.
This show is part of the Converge Podcast Network.